Good morning. We're continuing Chayotim Klal Nun Dalet. We're learning Siman Hey. And we actually finished the Siman. We just want to clarify a few points. Again, the position of the Mishnah Berurah and on the point that the Chayotim raised. So the Chayotim talked about this idea, if the milui, if the filling is something which is savory, that it's questionable whether that has a status of possible kissing or not. The Mishnah Berurah came out that it does not have a status of possible kissing unless it's clear from the way the shape of the item and the way it's used, etc., that it's still used as a snack. But so he differentiates between something which is small, etc., which is still used as some type of a, not as a lasoiva, and a large thing which is not used, not as a snack, but it's used as lasoiva. So that leads us to the question, what's the status of pizza? So many people are the understanding that pizza has a dinner possible b'kisnin, and the question will just be the amount that the person has to consume to have a dinner k'piyas suda. But according to what we're seeing right now, that's going to be questionable. So the Bracha Swarm, which addressed this issue of pizza, originally were going on conversations with the Poiskim, which took place earlier on in the 60s and 70s, where pizza was not such a common food, and people would eat it more along the lines of a snack. So even though the filling is a savory filling, it's a filling of gvina, it was used, like the Mishnah Berurah says, in a way that it was a snack. Multiple Poiskim pointed out that nowadays it's no longer true. People eat pizza as a meal. There was a study done by the USDA to see what the type of consumption of pizza in America, how it was used for what types of meals, and the vast majority of it was used for breakfast, lunch, or supper, and only minimal amount was used for the purpose of a snack. Combining breakfast, lunch, and supper together, 90% of pizza consumed in America is eaten as a meal. And the idea that it's used as a snack is minimal. So according to the what we're seeing right now, according to Mishnah Berurah, the psak would be that the bracha is hamotzi. According to Chayyadim, a person would have to wash on bread and eat a toicha suda. So that would not be very convenient for the way to eat pizza. But the Mishnah Berurah says that the Mishnah Berurah comes out that the bracha is going to be hamotzi. And a letter came out, signed by the Rabbanim in Lakewood a few years ago, Rabbi Badner of Hilchos Brachos being one of the signatories, that the correct bracha on pizza is hamotzi, no matter how much the person eats. Because once it's no longer considered basma b'kisnin, it's like any bread, no matter that what amount you eat, the bracha is hamotzi, and the bracha achrona is benching. So the question comes up is, but some people suggest that we have a solution for pizza, the fact that the dough is made with, to address this problem, we make the dough with fruit juices as opposed to with water. So that touches really on the second point over here of the Chayotim. Now, the Chayotim discusses the case of Beitzim, May Beitzim. Now, the reason why Beitzim are discussed, the Magen Rom says that it's not considered May Paris, because people use eggs for the purpose of muzzin. So it's like it's muzzin with muzzin, and that's why the Chayotim combines the two together. But what it means is it comes out with, it's used with May Paris, so similarly the bracha would be mizonos. So that would be a reason to argue that pizza is possible b'kisnin, and of course then there would still be the issue of the amount that a person is to eat in order to have a din of kaviyas suda. So that would be the question which comes up with that. However, that's a discussion which needs to be clarified, is in a case where we make a dough with May Paris, but the May Paris are not very, very recognizable in the flavor of the dough, as opposed to had it been with water, is that considered pasul b'kisnin? So according to Shulchan Aruch, as long as the flavor is nicker, it's pasul b'kisnin. If it's recognizable and noticeable, the change in flavor, it's pasul b'kisnin. According to the Ramah, it has to be a significant change in flavor to the point that it's clear that the flavor becomes the ikar goal over here. So as the difference between tasting a cake and tasting bread You can might taste the sugar in bread also, but clearly the sugar is not the primary point of the bread. Whereas in the cake, the flavor of the sugar and the cinnamon and different things you put in the cake clearly is a primary focus and purpose of the cake. Last but not least, there's an argument from the Meshulam. The Meshulam says that if you use May Paris totally, so that's enough to say that the bracha is going to be, it's possible, Bekistin, even according to the Rambam. However, multiple poskim point out that we do not pass on like this Meshulam, the fact that even if it's full May Paris, if the May Paris do not lend a significant flavor to the dough, so therefore the bracha is going to be hamotzi. So it seems to be pretty clear that the correct bracha on pizza, no matter any amount a person eats, is hamotzi, and the bracha achrona is benching. Have a good day.